This is Fresh Air. In the new film, The Shadowless Tower, a Beijing restaurant critic is at a midlife crossroads. Now in theaters, it was written and directed by the Korean-Chinese filmmaker Jiang Liu. Our film critic Justin Chang says, this absorbing drama draws you in at every step.
The title of The Shadowless Tower refers to an enormous 13th century Buddhist temple that looms over the Xicheng district of Beijing. It's called the White Pagoda, and it was designed in such a way that its shadow can be hard to see. That makes it a poignant metaphor for the movie's middle-aged protagonist, Gu, who's struggling with his own sense of impermanence. As he quietly drifts through a life riven by loss and disappointment, he wonders, as time slips away, if he himself will leave a meaningful impression. The viewer, however, will not forget him anytime soon. Gu is played by the actor Xin Baixing, whose movingly understated performance holds you through every step of this leisurely but absorbing drama. We first meet Gu as he and his family are visiting the grave of his recently deceased mom. It takes a few moments to figure out how everyone's related. The 6-year-old girl we see is Gu's daughter, and she's as happy and upbeat as her name, Smiley, would lead you to believe. But we soon learn that Smiley lives with Gu's older sister and brother-in-law, who have effectively adopted her. While Gu is very much a part of their lives, he's an unreliable father at best, prone to showing up late and sometimes drunk for regular visits. Whatever Gu's failings as a parent, they seem to faintly echo those of his own father, whom he hasn't seen since he was a young boy, for reasons that are not immediately clear. Now, decades later, his long-absent father has been quietly reaching out to the family, and Gu is considering letting him back in. You can imagine how this all might play out in a different movie, with stormy flashbacks, anguished recriminations, and a tear-jerking happy ending. But the writer-director Jiang Liu is after something subtler and more realistic. He knows how hard it can be, in life, for even two willing parties to connect. The movie's other key relationship proves similarly elusive. Gu, who once dreamed of being a poet, now works as a restaurant critic. One of his colleagues is a mischievous young photographer named Wu Yang, played by Huang Yao, who takes pictures of the dishes he writes about. But while the two have a flirtatious chemistry, their romance never really gets off the ground. That may be because of their age difference, which Wu Yang pokes fun at by playfully introducing Gu as her father, or her boyfriend, depending on the situation. But it may also have something to do with Gu's passivity. As another character puts it, too much politeness builds a wall between people. In its own unassuming way, The Shadowless Tower means to knock down some of those walls. Most of us realize, sooner or later, that we're more like our parents or other family members than we care to admit. But the movie articulates that truth with a gentleness that can take your breath away, like the eerie moment when Gu realizes how much Smiley resembles the grandfather she's never met. And if this is a story of intergenerational conflict, we see some of that tension reflected in Beijing itself. The camera follows Gu around the city, where sleek modern surfaces coexist with ancient traditional buildings, like that white pagoda often seen in the background. There's another inspired touch that resonates powerfully if you know to look for it. Gu's father is well played by the filmmaker Tian Zhuangzhuang, who, like many Chinese directors of his generation, experienced government censorship and persecution earlier in his career. His 1993 drama, The Blue Kite, set during the Great Leap Forward and the Cultural Revolution, was banned in mainland China, and Tian himself was restricted from filmmaking for 10 years. I don't think it's a coincidence that Tian's character in The Shadowless Tower is seen flying a kite, or that he's shown to be emerging from exile. There's sadness in that parallel, but also a sense of hope, a reminder that while none of us can change the past, the future remains beautifully unwritten.
Justin Chang is a film critic at The New Yorker. On tomorrow's show, Terry talks with Christine Blasey Ford on how her life has changed since accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her. And she'll describe her experience testifying at his Supreme Court confirmation hearing and why she decided to come forward. After years of avoiding the spotlight, she's written a memoir. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Thea Challoner, Seth Kelly, and Susan Yakundi. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Sherrock directs the show. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.